You're on Texas Standard Time.
As you might imagine, a presidential transition comes with quite the to-do list. And toward the very top is filling out the president-elect's cabinet. Yesterday, the Biden administration announced its picks for several cabinet positions, most of them veterans of the Obama administration. They include Alejandro Mayorkas, who, if confirmed, will be the first Latino to head the Department of Homeland Security. Linda Thomas-Greenfield as ambassador to the United Nations, John Kerry as special envoy for climate, and Avril Haines, who will be the first woman to be the director of national intelligence. Joining us now to tell us more about these picks and what they might mean for Texas, Richard Pineda. He's the director of the Sam Donaldson Center for Communication at the University of Texas, El Paso. Professor Pineda, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Great to be here, David.
What clues do these appointments give us about the direction and priorities of a Biden administration and what that means for Texas?
Well, I mean, I think that the most important thing is it communicates stability. And I think that there's a marked difference at this point than where we were 4 years ago after the Trump administration was elected in terms of experience and people that understand government policy and government bureaucracy. This is, I guess, the perfect antidote to draining the swamp. I'm not sure that that'll win any favors with conservative politicians in the United States, but I think for folks that are looking at this internally and even from outside the United States, there is a whole roster of fairly qualified people in these positions so far. I also think, you know, that the factors that in Texas, I think we really want to pay attention to, the president has yet to name an ambassador to Mexico or a U.S. Mm-hmm. trade representative. And to a certain extent, there's going to be obviously some significant top tier cabinet secretaries. But I think for those of us watching the internal mechanics of how this administration is going to intend to work, I think those two positions are going to be crucial, especially for Texans, because I think we've got a lot on the line when it comes to trade with Mexico and where we sit in terms of our relationships with our large trading partner to the south.
These are people who are Beltway insiders, I think, as by and large, as I understand it. And yet we have some people who bring to their desks very interesting distinctions. I mentioned Mayorkas, one of the first picks who, if confirmed, would be the first Latino to head the Department of Homeland Security, this department of particular interest to Texans, of course. What can we expect from it being led by Mayorkas?
Well, I think Mayorkas is important for two really big reasons, David. The first is he comes into this position with previous experience running the Citizenship and Immigration Services branch of our immigration process. So he understands asylum and some of the questions that are tied up with how people transition into the United States as immigrants. Also, I think that he portrays kind of a unique story. He himself is a Cuban immigrant who came right after the Cuban Revolution. And so as a child, I think he has had a unique experience with this process. I think that he'll be compassionate and I think bring some change there.
Of course, a lot of this presumes that the president-elect will be able to get his nominees past the Senate. How difficult of a time do you think Joe Biden will have getting their approval?
You know, I think that's the million-dollar question, David, and I think that that's one of the reasons that you are seeing folks that have had previous White House experience. The conventional wisdom is that when you've got somebody who's already gone through some part of the vetting process or, in fact, has already been confirmed in some capacity, that it's a much easier argument to make. Right now, I think from a rhetorical perspective, the president-elect is trying to balance out his interest to get the country back on track as he sees it, but he's also going to have to, in some of these picks and possibly picks in the next couple of days, extend an olive branch to Republicans, especially in the Senate, that may not be happy with the end outcome. And I think the other challenge that's kind of implicit in that particular issue is the president also is going to run the risk of upsetting folks on the progressive left. So it's this weird moment of threading the needle. Remember, this coalition coming into the election was a little bit wobbly. And I think it's gonna start to press on both sides. So the president-elect has a very challenging list of things to do, as you say.
Richard Pineda is the director of the Sam Donaldson Center for Communication at the University of Texas, El Paso. Professor Pineda, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out of your day to talk with us on the Texas Standard. And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, David.